Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios, located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina. Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's Be Easy.
And I am Henry from BMF.
Which one is Henry?
I'm so fucking unnecessary, but I'm over the top.
That's the girl name?
That's her name. Henry, is it? Henrietta.
Oh, she called herself Henry?
Yeah.
Henry.
That's why the cops don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
I don't be paying attention that much to know.
So unnecessary, but when I'm here, I'm over the top.
Let's jump right into that. Bro, sis. Well, first, how are you?
I'm better. I'm here.
Word.
My voice might creak a little bit.
That's why you got
your
water.
Because my throat has had a lot of trauma in the... My throat been through a lot last week.
We should have been on video to catch my face. CL, I can hear CL. Be easy. What? Now why did y'all start off? What? Just right into it, huh?
Yeah, my throat took a lot of work last week, but it's back. I'm here.
I might just name this episode pause. Hey yo. How many weeks we missed? Two?
Just one?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
For those who don't know,
mm-hmm.
It got me again.
She had the ick. How many times have you had it so far?
This is my second time.
With all the times you caught COVID, you should have been out in the world.
Right.
Doing shit.
Yeah. I feel bad because I, like, this time it came to my house. Like, one of the boys brought it home from school.
Of course.
Like, I wasn't outside. So this time it was personal to me.
Yep.
Like Michael Jordan, I took that personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so now I might as well
jump out there. Yeah. Get out there. If you're going to catch it expeditiously.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Catch that shit and don't be like, I knew I shouldn't have went there. You know what I'm saying? Catch that shit, be like, damn, well, at least I had fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you done had the ick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whole house was down.
Damn. Yep. Y'all still here though. Mm-hmm. Praise white Jesus.
It was peaceful.
Y'all still in the number.
It was peaceful, but yeah, I don't wish that on nobody.
Why?
And just think, I'm vaccinated, so just think if I wasn't.
When's the last time you got a shot?
You're right, I haven't had a booster in a while.
Did you get a booster?
I didn't get the boosters.
Yeah, so you're not vaccinated.
No.
I'm something. I'm not either. I got the booster, but I didn't get the extra boosters.
Yeah, I only got the two. The first two I didn't get to go back for.
I got the third.
But last time it got my sense of smell, like for a long time, and I was like, okay, well, you know, that ain't too bad. I can still eat. But this time it got my taste buds. Like I still can't taste chocolate right.
But I mean, the smell and taste is connected.
Well, it didn't affect me like that last time.
Oh.
But this time, when I went, what did I buy? I bought something that was chocolate. Oh, those Walmart brand chocolate bars. Walmart brand chocolate bars? Yeah, because Walmart got their own version of like Snickers and Milky Way, Twix. And I thought, I was like, ugh, this don't taste right.
You thought it was Walmart.
I thought it was Walmart, but my boys was like, oh, this tastes just like the real thing. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was your aha moment.
Yep. And then I had ordered them some DoorDash and I went to eat some fries from McDonald's.
And then
I couldn't taste them. Like, wow. I could not taste them at all.
This would be good for somebody, like, if it was something like you needed to eat a drink for your health, this would be a good time because you wouldn't be able to taste it, so you wouldn't need it, the taste.
Yep.
But are you still eating your favorite foods?
Oh, I'm back now. Except for chocolate. It's something about chocolate.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, I'm back. I was at the egg scramble yesterday.
You've been meaning to get off of chocolate for a while anyway, so.
I don't know. It's something about that chocolate. And it took me a long time to get there.
Did you see? Well, you don't know what my family looked like. But my family was out there selling some stuff. Probably fish. If I know my uncle. But I don't know, though, because he sold his fish market. So I don't know what
there was. There was a lot of fish out there yesterday.
Mm.
Like, everybody was frying fish.
Selling it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I wonder... So what all kind of food did you... I know red velvet.
No.
I thought you said you had red velvet in your bag.
Blue velvet. I bought the boy. So it's a blue velvet cheesecake. But the blue is like the color of Cookie Monster. And then the cheesecake had Oreos in it. So it was like blue, cheesecake, blue.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like Oreos in the cheesecake. I told her she needed to name it the Cookie Monster. She didn't even name the cake that, but
who was that?
That was Erica's.
Uh-huh.
And then Shatara, a listener. Thank you.
She listened.
She told me yesterday.
She local?
Yeah.
She ain't sent shit?
Her sister just sent one.
To where?
Her sister is Asia.
Sent what?
An email.
Her sister do what?
Huh?
What does Shatara do?
Shatara bakes.
She didn't send cake. I ain't talking about no damn email. The hell is you talking about? I want food. I can't get no. I'm gonna have to buy a piece of pie from you. And this motherfucker listen to us and ain't sent us shit.
When I got to her table, she was like almost sold out. I'm almost sure I was the last customer.
And I'm almost upset. Shatara, what are you doing? I like it. What kind of cake and pie she make?
I got there. She had cups out of yesterday, but I wanted the Oh, what's it called? The confetti cake. Uh-huh. Like the birthday cake cups, but they was gone.
Oh, hold up. You say cups or they be in them jars?
She had cups. She do jars, but cups are more convenient for an egg scramble.
You don't want glass. I'm just saying. Asking. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same concept.
Yeah.
But we got the banana pudding cake cup.
Shatara, what city she live in?
Florence. Or Darlington. I don't know. She's local. Mm-hmm.
You just bought a house. Congratulations. Just bring your ass up here with a with a jar of something delicious. As a loyal fan, we'll shout you out. We got pool.
They got a lot of barbecue. Class of 2003 was raising money for the Fleming twins who have a kidney disease.
Both of them?
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Oof.
Identical twins.
I got identical issues.
Yep.
Well,
so yeah, my cousin was on the fish and chicken, so that was good.
How much was they selling plates for?
I think I paid like $10 for my plate.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I had catfish
stew yesterday. That was good. That didn't make it home. I was walking around eating like that.
And there we have the countryest meal of the day. Did you have rabbit stew too?
I couldn't find no rabbit. I ain't seen no rabbit out there.
Soup. Catfish stew.
Yeah. They got some ribs. Chicken bog.
Y'all had all that?
Mm-hmm. I had a tote, and I was just putting food in the tote.
You went by yourself?
I went by myself, but I met up with my family.
Oh, so where was your... Oh, your boys'
home
plan?
They didn't
want to go. Good. So that was all you?
Yeah.
Good. Because you'd have spent $2,000 with three people, boy. That's the one thing about not having kids and a family and shit. Like, just getting shit for yourself. I went to... It's a new restaurant that opened up from some guys that's from my hometown called Why Not Wings. They had a location in Myrtle Beach, then they opened one here on Friday. So I went or whatever, and I was like, well, I'm going to get my own meal for now, and then I'll get me some wings for later when I watch the game. Half of the wings for later when I watch the game was gone by the time I got home, and then the other stuff.
I cannot wait. I am waiting. I wanted to try them on opening day, But
it probably would have been better for you to go that day, especially like in the middle of the day.
No, it was packed like all day.
No, it was packed, but it wasn't. So like what I did was I went in the, like to order. It took me like 5 minutes to order, and mm-hmm. I just stood outside and waited for my food, and mm-hmm. that was it. And I saw a couple people I knew, but it wasn't like I wasn't gonna wait inside.
Like people,
you don't see people.
I plan on going Monday when they're about to take their ass back to work.
I don't know. Ain't nobody gonna be at work because of eclipse.
Who ain't going working because of the what company they about to go? The school don't give a fuck about the who what school.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you was worried about people not being there Friday because of not work.
Friday was Friday Good Friday? No, last Friday was Good Friday. Yeah. A lot of people would call out of work on a Friday than a Monday. So a lot of people just didn't go to work Monday on a Friday.
You
and they was out because it was spring break.
You
here.
Basing that off of what for Friday?
Well, it was spring break here Friday. So but kids I'm, wasn't in school. A lot of parents took the week off because their kids were out of school. I know a lot of people who took the week off because their kids were out of school.
The people I saw in there.
I'm thinking from a mama brain. I'm thinking of, from a single man brain.
No, I'm thinking of what I saw in the at the place. Like, these weren't spring break kids and these weren't parents like that. These were just like regular people. But I'm thinking about the time I went. But they opened at 11. But anyway, they feel good. What were you talking? Oh, we were talking about BMF and that unnecessary character. I had this conversation with somebody. Why do you have to lick? What is that about? Why do you have to lick? But for one thing, why do you have to lick the flamethrower?
Outside of that being completely outrageous, like you couldn't just shoot him.
Well, you know what? In that episode of Atlanta, that guy did have a flamethrower. But was the person? Did the person have a flamethrower in real life? It's just the acting is bad. They even make good actors act bad on that show.
The whole storyline, like Braxton P. Hart in the brig is her daddy, and he was just like, "I raised you to be a beautiful young woman." And then like, there was a part when he was like, well, you mad? Well, she was like, you mad because I'm not a son? Yeah. He's like, no, I'm mad because I wanted a daughter.
No, he said, I thought he was going to say that. No, what did he say? That was his words?
Something like that. She was like, the son you always wanted or something like that? And he was like, no, I wanted a daughter. Like, I put you in the finest schools and I wanted you to be the Jack and Jilliest. Because I had the captions on when he said that. And I was like, okay, he turned that into a word. Okay. Like, she come from money.
Well, drug money.
Still money. Like he said, he raised her to be that way. He didn't want her in his life.
Yeah, but he in her life, though. Mm. So, of course, she going to turn to it. Just like Tariq on the other Power. But, well, on Power. But
and 50 loved for the people to kill their parents, kill their dad. So I guess
you think she gonna kill their parents?
Yeah, she about to kill Braxton P.
Who else killed their parents in 50?
Tommy
killed his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he killed him on the regular Power, didn't mm-hmm. he? Before he went to Chicago, before White Power. What else you been watching?
This show on BET called Diara from Detroit.
Oh, I've seen people talk about it.
It's actually pretty good.
I was like, why do people call this diarrhea?
I mean, it looks like diarrhea.
Yeah. So it's
and there's actually a line in the show when he's like, your name autocorrects to diarrhea. But it was good. Yeah.
Is it a Tyler Perry show?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's good. She kind of put me in the mind of Lala. Lala Milan. No, she looked like Lala.
Who is Lala Milan?
How would we classify Lala? She's a social media influencer turned actor.
Let me look up.
You know little skinny Lala. She used to do the skits.
I got
to
look up.
And now she act and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see you. This ain't the, is this the O'Reilly girl? Oh, that's a different girl.
That's different, yeah.
Okay. They all look alike. So she acting.
Oh, really? Because they black women? Because they skinny black women, they all look alike?
No, all y'all niggas look alike. Kuhn.
And Jerrod Carmichael. I thought it was more than one episode, but I think it's up to two now. I guess
it's supposed to come out on Fridays.
Okay, so a new episode did come out this Friday. No,
it didn't. It was only one. Because the thing said, so I just happened to be on Max and it last week, mm-hmm. last Friday. And I saw, I was like, oh, he got a reality show. I'm going to watch it. So I watched it. And let me say, what you thought was the most uncomfortable thing was not the most uncomfortable thing for me to watch. The most uncomfortable thing, because I didn't watch a trailer of it or anything. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the most uncomfortable thing for me is in the trailer. But the most uncomfortable thing for me to watch was him sucking on that Puerto Rican's toes. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, is this real? That was uncomfortable.
And then, that wasn't like his man. Like, that was a hookup.
Off of Grindr. He had three niggas. This nigga had three niggas.
Why are you finding niggas on Grindr? You were Jerrod Carmichael.
And apparently they don't know who he is.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, is it real or not? But they was like.
Well, no, because they said he didn't have his face.
Oh, his abs was the only thing on there. But still, I wonder what name he had on there.
And then when they showed up, they ain't like, oh, shit, you Jerrod Carmichael. Like, what is this?
But a lot of people don't know who he is, though.
And he got a type.
Yes, he does. And it ain't.
But crazy enough.
Let's say I'm not his type.
Yeah. But crazy enough, Tyler, the creator, got a type too.
Which is the same as Jerrod.
Right. So how can you fall in love with him?
Because they friends. Which goes back to my old adage. Best friends.
How would they? I would never in this world put them together as best friends.
Why not?
They just don't seem like they would even hang out together.
They do if you really like. If you really paid it, have you ever like seen like a few of Tyler the Creator interviews? Mm-mm. Like you probably seen his show and shit like that. You ever seen his show?
Tyler the Creator got a show?
Yeah, it was called Lord of Squad. It used to come on Cartoon Network.
No, like, I ain't never seen it.
Yeah, it was a wild ass show. But if you ever seen that and like listen to his music and all of that, you would think he's kind of wild. But if you like watch his interviews, he kind of laid back and funny and all that. He kind of like Jerrod. They're kind of like the same. Yeah. So I could see why Jerrod would like him if he liked dudes.
That man, he ruined that man for black men.
He ruined who for black men?
Jerrod. Jerrod ain't gonna never talk to another black man now.
How did he ruin him for black men?
He poured his heart out to that man. And he just sat there and ate some food. It was like, you gonna eat that?
But you missed the. But hold up though. He hollered at him before.
Oh yeah, he did. He was
he hollered
like,
at him before.
He told him and then turned his phone off.
Yep. Yep. That was weird. But apparently Tyler don't like feel the same way.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought when Tyler came, it was like he bi or something like that. I thought that was a gimmick. I thought he was joking.
I think Lil Nas X is the only one
who's trolling still.
Yeah,
because I've never seen him with a dude other than on stage. And it was a thing that came out. It was an article that I caught went real quick that he said that he had a girlfriend and that he wasn't he wasn't gay. He was bi or something like that. And then that just went away. Nobody, it didn't pick up, but I don't know. So yeah, that was good. I don't know what happened to the second episode because it said every Friday.
Yeah.
And I checked Friday and Saturday.
Who is that in the mask?
Some white motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah.
Because they show the hands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they changed the voice and everything. So I think the guy in the mask was like, Jerrod said something like, he's a private person or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, you private, but you got all these cameras. Like, the shit with his mama was wild. It wasn't wild, but it was.
It was spot on. And he from North Carolina?
Yeah. It's understandable from her point of view, though. Because somebody explained to him, they was like, well, you got to look at it from, I think it was the girl that was in the room with him, the black girl.
Yeah, his own girl, yeah.
And she was like, you got to look at it from her perspective, the person she thought you was, all these years, you not that person no more.
Which is crazy, because I feel like parents know. If you pay attention to your kids, I feel like they would know.
Not if you telling them this and that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like he didn't feel comfortable enough with his parents. Well, and you know what? That's a lot of people down here too. That, like there's people from here who they can't be themselves until they move.
Not like, from here, everywhere. Nobody is the person I am with you ain't the same person I am with Jones. And I ain't the same person I am with my mama. You know what I'm saying?
Who like you gay with? I'm about That's to turn. What I'm talking about. I'm talking about but being
I'm just
gay.
Saying, but I ain't even talking about being gay. I'm just saying like it's some shit, like it might be some shit that you feel comfortable telling somebody else up being a certain way with somebody that you ain't with other people.
I don't want my boys to ever feel like they can't be themselves with me. Like, if you can't be yourself around your mama.
I don't want to be myself around my mama.
The only thing that I push on my boys
is... I pull my gun out on people. I don't want my mama to know that.
Like, I tell them all the time, like, y'all can be gay. I don't care. Just don't bring no white people to my house.
and that is going to happen. Your son going to like a white woman and he ain't going to be able to bring it home. So he can't be himself. So he gonna move to Northern Virginia.
Denver.
Now he can move to Northern Virginia. He still wanna be able to drive to visit you down here. He wanna go, you know. And he gonna meet a white woman. He gonna be in Crystal City shopping. And he gonna meet a white woman. He gonna take her to Ben's Chili Bowl. And they gonna hit it off. And she gonna wonder why on Thanksgiving. She gonna follow you and you gonna be like, who is this white woman following me? And you not gonna know that that's gonna be your son's old lady. And she gonna wonder why your mama cook all this good food. I see it on her pictures and she's funny. Why don't you ever take me down to South Carolina?
I'm just joking, y'all. I'm not racist for real.
Shit. We need cameras in this motherfucker ASAP. Shit. Yep. Hey. It's some shit about people that they don't want their parents to know. I don't like people. I don't want to see people who be the same with me that they be with their mama and their daddy. I want you to have your mama and daddy and them people on that. I don't want y'all to be the same level as you is with your friends. I want you to treat them like royalty type shit. Like, you know, you can joke around a little bit, but don't be damn too Laffy Taffy. And like I seen this lady and her daughter. Her daughter turned 21. And both of them motherfuckers had see-through outfits on. Mm-hmm. The daughter had shit. You can see her vagina. You can see the mama titty balls. Y'all don't need to be in the same place, wearing the same outfit, lace. No. The mama need to be elegant. The daughter, go be hoochie with your friends. I'm be hoochie with your mama.
Depending on how old the mama is now.
In her 40s at least.
I mean, I'm in my 40s. I still got a little hoochie left in me.
Be hoochie with your friends. Don't be hoochie with your daughter. You walk around with your daughter, her pussy out. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, respectability politics.
I am. Respectability politics. On some of that shit is good. I ain't with some of that shit, but yeah. Dress a certain way. Act a certain way with these people. Other people act a certain way. You know, that's how I am. But, that's your good if you can stomach another man sucking another man's foot. And he's sitting on another man's lap and they kissing and shit.
I'm against toe sucking with anybody.
That turned you off?
Stay the fuck away from my feet.
You like them kissing in the mouth?
They can do what they want. Gerard a freak. They did a lot more off camera.
Yeah, because they woke up the next morning. Now, he fucked all them niggas. That's not. And this go back to a thing I said on this show earlier about why men are so homophobic with men, because most niggas, they'll fuck any woman. And they feel like most niggas who gay will fuck any man. And Gerard
he that nigga.
Yeah, he that nigga. Them three niggas came in and they fucked that night.
The same night.
The fact that these three niggas came to his hotel room let you know how wild niggas is. Gay or straight. These three niggas came to the same, like, sight unseen, because you know it wasn't his, that wasn't his house, right? That was a hotel.
That was a hotel, yeah.
When did this nigga, it could have been an apartment in New York. You think he got an apartment in New York?
Was it New York?
I thought it was New York.
I thought he was in town for the awards.
Oh. But damn, he stayed all them nights. So he fuck all these niggas in different in 2 days. This nigga fuck two niggas. And then he came on to another nigga. That's why Tyler don't want him, because he done told Tyler all the dick he done sucked. He done tell you tell this nigga, yeah, I done sucked this nigga dick 6 ways a Sunday. And now I love you though.
But you the one.
I wish I knew a Tyler the Creator song so I could put it in there as a joke, but I don't know no Tyler the Creator songs. It's, you know. You want us to have an odd future. That's all I know. Yeah, they said that nigga. Then Tyler did the most disrespectful thing. He's like, man, I got a fart. He went he went outside and farted for real.
And then people was out there.
Yeah, the cameraman was like, are you serious? He was like, yes. In that voice he got. Yeah. But that was good. What else you been watching?
I watched a kiddie movie because we had to have family night called Wish. So it's a Disney movie called Wish, and it was about...
You wish you wouldn't have watched it?
No, it was actually interesting. Uh-huh. And you know all these Disney movies be having like this separate meaning, right? Uh-huh. You gotta apply it to your life.
Uh-huh.
So in this movie, people made wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to this king who was really a witch. And, well, they called it a witch. The way I interpreted it, the king was God, right?
So the devil.
So you went to God or Jesus. Anyway, you went to this king with your wish, and then your wish went into this bubble, and he protects the wishes. But while he got the wishes, you don't remember what it was. So you might have had something like, oh, I wish my business would pick up, or I wish I was a famous singer.
I wish my liver wasn't failing.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps the wishes. But while he got the wishes, you forgot what the hell you wished for. It's completely out of your memory.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and then, like, you know, once a month or a couple of times a year, he'll have what's called a wish ceremony where he'll grant one person a wish.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody come out and they're all hopeful, like, oh, shit, today might be the day. Mm-hmm. I might get my wish. I'm just hanging on. I'm praying to this king that he's going to give me my wish that I've been praying for. And then he only gives it to one person. And the rest of the people, they just go home sad. Oh, I didn't get my wish.
But they don't remember they had a wish.
But they don't remember what it was. Oh. They remember that they gave a wish, but they don't remember what the wish was.
Okay.
So the girl in the movie, I can't remember her name. It was like Asha or something like that. She had braids. She had
a little color gal.
Yeah, she had box braids. But anyway, she went
this is part of the DEI project.
She went to the king to be his like intern. And he explained the whole process. And she was like, hold on. So you just holding these niggas' wishes? Like, why don't you at least give them back to them so they can see what it was, so they can work on them?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't even attempt to do the wish because they forgot what they wished for. So he was like, no, it don't work like that. I'm the king, motherfucker. I'm the one controlling these wishes.
I'm sure he didn't say motherfucker.
So, you know, that made her mad, and she left, and she made a wish upon a star. And the damn star came down and was like, hey, bitch, guess what? You got powers, too.
Was like, this star
you didn't
black?
Even know, huh?
Was it a black star?
No.
Oh.
She was like, hey, you didn't even know you got powers too.
So
you
she know? Started granting wishes?
She couldn't start granting wishes, but hun, the star.
Till her 90-day period was up. She was an intern.
That's funny. Y'all don't even know why. But so her and the star got together. They like, they go overthrow the king. They go get everybody their wishes back. Well, the king realized that if he consumed the people's wishes, that made him powerful. So he was just like eating people's wishes, like, fuck your wish. And then whenever he did that, whoever's wish it was, they could feel their wish disappearing. And they just got this grief and this sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And in my eyes, I'm like, oh, that's depression. That's a metaphor for depression.
Mm.
But it's like religion. To me, it equated to religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pray and pray and pray
mm-hmm.
for our wishes. We pray into this God or this Jesus for our wishes. But the whole time, we can manifest our own wish because the power is within us.
Or you praying to the wrong God. You need to pray to Allah. Oh.
But you know, the whole time, the power is within
you. Did you cry watching this movie?
I didn't cry, but.
You welled up?
It made me think. I should have been high. If I would have been high when I was watching it, oh my God.
Oh, your God. Oh, yourself.
Right, because the power is within me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool.
Or did your boys cry? Or they were just watching?
No.
They ain't got the deeper meaning?
It was so, no, they, no.
Or, that's the reason why I say the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because that remind in the beginning, it reminded me of like, it's a Rick and Morty episode, but it was another movie like this too, like where they got the idea from. Like Rick and Morty caught it early.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a guy that lived in the town that he would grant anybody wish.
Mm-hmm.
But it would come with a side effect that would be fucked up. So Rick, he figured out how to like counteract all of the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil would create, would do the wish, but then they would, the people, you know, have the side effect or whatever, but then they'll go to Rick for him to scientifically get the side effect away. And it made the devil mad or whatever. So I forgot what movie it was that that original concept came from. Like you wish for something, you get it, but like you get it, but it'd be fucked up. Like you wish you could sing or whatever, but then, but you blind or, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that or whatever. But that's where I thought you was going with it at first. But I'm trying to think what I've been watching. I was trying to watch, you know who Alex Jones is?
Sound familiar.
He a conspiracy theory nigga. White dude.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing about him and the Sandy Hook thing. I had watched that. I fell asleep on it. What else did I watch? I think I did. Did I watch Abbott Elementary this week?
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one?
There was on a bye week.
I don't know why.
Or spring break, as they called it.
Ah, good job. Good. I think tonight, the next episode of Quiet on the Set comes out.
Oh, it's not done.
Nah, it's supposed to be another one that, that comes out. Matter of fact, I'm gonna check and see if it's out now.
Damn, there's more. God,
because that was on what, Max?
Yes.
What else?
Shit.
I've been watching Shogun, which is good, but I wish they would have just made it in English. Because most of the, it's a Japanese show, but most of it is subtitles. And I be trying, I be wanting to do something else other than sit there and read the fucking screen.
Well, hey, it's like you're reading a book.
I want to watch action. I want to read action. Niggas is fighting. And then they got an English dub version. But he'll say whatever's on the screen, but then he'll, I guess it's for blind niggas or something, because.
Oh, he described what's happening in the scene? Yeah.
I can see the sunrise, bitch. You ain't got to tell me.
The sun is rising in the horizon.
Right, that is exactly what he says. Oh my God. But I've been watching, it's something else I've been watching. But anyway, BMF, of course. And then, you know, basketball, women's basketball.
Yep, by the time y'all listen to this, we'll know who the
South Carolina has won by 20. I'm sorry. They gonna win by 20. Matter of fact, they start in 15 minutes. Let me see what else.
I'm not gonna watch.
You're not? Why?
I'm a sports jinx. I'm not watching.
What sports have you jinxed?
Super Bowls.
What Super Bowl you jinxed?
Championships.
What Super Bowl you jinxed?
The Patriots coming back. I mean, yeah, the Patriots coming back on the Falcons. Yeah,
that ain't had that. Shit to do with you, Atlanta. Atlanta been fucking up. What else?
I don't know. Just whatever. Like, if it's a real important game on and everybody's watching, if I watch it, the team that I want to win is not gonna win. So I'm not gonna watch it.
Okay, missed the fun. we got some emails. This one is from Shaquette. It's from, I never watched. Should I read that? On this, she made a list of I'll read this on the list episode, because she made a list about the show, the movie she wouldn't watch again, a show she wouldn't watch again. My next email is from DJ High Star. Shout out to him, DJ High Star from Carolina Sports Talk. He says, "What up, fam? Gear, what up, though? Checking in on the check in. Before I forget, I hate to start off this week this way, but yo, Shorty on BMF gotta go. This diabolical, sex-driven, drug-trafficking Maven character is just too over the top and random for me. Braxton Hartner Briggs' daughter, yeah, she be wildin'. Shout out to Charles having a pull-up bar in the scene a couple of episodes ago. They're doing this series in four different decades all at the same time."
Yeah, because pull-up bars wasn't a thing in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. In one episode, somebody had a grinder. They was grinding up weed. And I was like, oh, y'all been grinding weed in the 90s? Okay. Niggas wasn't grinding their weed like that in the 90s. That was, you breaking that shit down with your fingernails. The fuck?
I don't know. When what year did you first get into grinders?
I had moved back here. So it was like 2013.
See, that's, we had grinders at my house when we was living in Bentry. So I think,
and y'all was using it for weed?
Yes.
Well, that was what?
03. 03? 02, 03. So that's why.
Okay.
I remember them boys had that for that. So maybe they were out in the 90s.
Okay.
So what else? Pull up bars. I don't know though, because I think my stepdad had a pull up bar.
You the only person out of all the people on the internet.
That's what they said.
So you can defeat that. You can fight that with them. Like, this was a big thing on social media.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Like, what, no pull up bars in the 90s?
In the 90s, okay. What else?
I ain't spot nothing else.
But then was the two things that you...
Except for the deal. Well, no, because we said the dildo was around. Yeah.
That was my thing. I was like, well, straps back out back then? Yeah. But, yeah.
You just had to have, like, money.
To get a strap.
Yeah. Like, there's like common folk didn't have no straps yeah. But she ain't common, so.
Says, Steve Harris jumping and rolling out the moving car and narrowly escaping death, all hilarious. The writing is so damn street poetic. Everybody talking in parables. Fish can't swim without water. Shit like that. Take that. Now, over the years, one of the things I've loved about the show would be you and Amy's ability to slip in some "see what I did there" lines for something. I'll start. So for Diddy, Diddy have no way out. This what happens when you're a bad boy. Pause. Puff got that billion, and it's just more money, more problems. He never got to a billion though.
No.
I think he was like at 900,000. He said, "Shit is really a movie though. The Daphne Joy 50 Cent part is crazy. Then my Young Miami and Pink Coat runner. Carisha, please. Oh yeah. Dreamville has finally arrived. Cold and quiet, so I won't be surprised to see Drake pop out as a surprise. It was good hearing Philly on the List show and Kane show. Good hearing Kane back on the air. Perfect show back having Philly on. Also, condolences to Kane and his family. Him and Philly was giving it up. On Jones podcast, I mean, you really could have emailed them niggas. They need it. He said on Jones podcast, they was talking about the boss man D-Lo. Mr. Ain't Going, hear me clearly. I don't like that nigga's song, LOL, Big Z. Nigga is admitting to be bad as hell in school, and now he's trying to dodge a sentence. Pair of shoes, $1,250. Oh, that's what my man mm-hmm. be. When I was out of school, yeah. March Madness is lit this year, and I'm talking about the ladies. I'm loving the parody, and hoping the Lady Gamecocks can win the chip. All right, I'm out to do some fishing. RIP Lewis Gossett Jr. Yeah, this email came from last week too. But yeah, like we said, Lady Gamecocks is in the championship today. Our other one comes from the aforementioned Asia. Shout out to her. That's the Asia, right? With the sister, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say, what's up, B-Eazy? What's up, Amy? I know it's been a minute since I've written in. Yes, it has been a minute. She said, but I listen to each and every episode. I don't know you listen to each and every episode unless you email. Quiet on the Set is a docuseries that was or is needed, especially in today's climate. I would make people think twice about putting their children out there in the limelight in hopes of fame. Although not everyone has had a bad experience, you can never be too careful when it comes to your children. I can't wait to see the fifth episode. Bees, to answer your question, no, we did not have sleepovers with our cousins. Children can be predators too. We played during the day, but at night we slept safely and soundly in our own beds. In my experience, children who prey upon other children are being abused by adults. One of my good friends was molested for years by her father, and she kept it a secret until I graduated from college. She didn't tell a soul until it started happening to her little sister. I'm glad I was never allowed to spend the night there. Maybe he probably wouldn't have wanted you.
I thought it was just my mama. See, we from the same city. Like, me and Asia went to the same church. Like, we grew up in the same church. And I thought it was just my mama. My mama didn't play that shit. So maybe, I don't know if it was just a Lamar thing.
Man, probably, I ain't saying it was just y'all, but.
Like, our parents just didn't play that shit. We spend the night with nobody, fuck no.
It's some people that do, some people that don't. But it been times, like, my cousin L, like, Friday, I tell my mom I want to, the weekend, she gonna get pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's different for little boys, too, now.
Yeah. But, you know, I know, you know what I'm saying? I done planned my weekend out. I done told my mama what game I want from Finkley Movies. And she gonna rent Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. I'm good. And she come home from the grocery store, because I know she goes to the grocery store. She get off work with the pizza and all that. And Leland is with her. And mm-hmm. I have to take in the room like, Mom, wait. Why you got Leland? She's like, he saw me in the store and asked, could he come and spend the night?
Aww.
And I'm like, dog, I want to spend the weekend by myself.
Damn.
He invited himself. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cuz. You know what I'm saying? But I saw him and Edith. I saw him and Edith at the grocery store at Food Lion. And, you know what I'm saying? So that, you know, that I'd be. Shout out to my homeboy, my white homeboy. I used to go to their house all the time. Are we playing too long outside and stuff? Like, hey, Brandon could just stay. Like, all right, stay the night, whatever. Bring some clothes. That's it.
See, it's different for little boys. Not to say that little boys don't get molested, but yeah.
Yeah. What did it say? She said it's always the ones, yeah, you least expect. And that's why no one should be given the benefit of the doubt when children are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. My children only go to 3 places without me, with my mom, dad, or my aunt. That's it. I could go on and on for days about this topic, but I'll move along. She said, you all remember I work in hospice. I'm around dying patients all day. No, she said every day. I can attest to attest that people hold on until they can say their goodbye to their person. It doesn't always happen like it does in the movies. When it's instantaneously, sometimes it's a day or two. Some hold on until that person gives them permission, mm-hmm. let them know that they'll be okay and it's okay to let go. A patient's son asked me on Monday how long could his mom carry on like this. I told him she was waiting on the okay from him. He told her it was okay and he'll be fine. She passed that night. A terminally ill person's death is different and hard to explain unless you've experienced it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, I see quite often when patients only wish to go home, and when they get home, they go peacefully.
Yep.
She said, I'm terribly sorry you lost your mom at a young age, but I'm glad you were there during her final moments. There's no greater pain than having a young parent asking you why this is happening to them, or why do they have to leave their children? There are no answers to those questions. Hospice teaches you that we don't have the control we think we do. Enough of that. Yes, Lord, enough of that. You're trying to make us cry up in this moment. I hope I didn't darken the mood too much. You was working on it. You was right at the, you was at the precipice of ruining the show. I'm glad you stopped when you did. Anyway, thank you for another great show. You guys rock. Sincerely, Asia P. Yeah, I was like, God damn, what's she trying to do? Make me lose my job? Shout out to her. Yeah. I'm sorry y'all had that experience of not going to spend the night at somebody else's house, learning that they mama cooked their spaghetti different than your mama. Shit like that. Like, Sister Small, she don't, you go back home and tell your mama, Sister Small, she don't mix all her spaghetti in like you do, mama. Like,
I remember spending the night at somebody's house like my senior year.
Uh-huh.
And we had like a sleepover. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was probably after my mama had already passed.
Because
Then I was grown.
I wasn't spending the night at people's house like a whole, it wasn't a whole bunch of people, because some people's house I just didn't like going to.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go and spend the night at people's house. Like, you know, cousin, like I said, my homeboy, James and Jimmy, just spend the night at their house and shit. But anyway, thank y'all for those emails. If you want to email us something about your life or try to make us cry like Asia did, email us djblazeshow @gmail.com. It's been some news that's been going on, stuff we missed.
Yeah.
Well, we did miss Diddy house getting ready. Did we miss that?
We missed that, yeah.
Yeah. Now I don't care about that, do you? Do y'all care? You care?
They ain't brought no kids into it yet.
What you mean?
Like, keep the kids out of it. Long as they ain't been fucking with children, I'm good. I'm like, this is some freaky shit.
So somebody said that in one of the lawsuits, is somebody that said they did do something with a young girl. She was like 16 or something like that.
Damn.
Him and Harv Pierre. That was one of the alleged lawsuits.
Damn, not Harv.
Yeah. And then there was one thing where the girl said that, remember we did the story about the girl that he beat up in the thing. But that's the thing though, like most of the stuff that people talking about happened at the parties. And like you said, like it really wasn't like kids. Like, I don't know if that was a real thing or not. We'll see. But people calling him a pedophile, this, that, and the third, and lumping him in with like Dan Snyder or whatever. But most of the stuff that they've been talking about has been stuff that happened with adults. Like the Cassie stuff and the stuff with the, what's the guy's name? Lil Rod. He had a whole bunch of stuff and some pictures that he had put. One of the things was like he was sending him to get, you know, let the sex workers know that he was in town by wearing a bad boy hat. And that was the stuff in his legs.
Stevie J is standing 10 toes down on him, though.
It was a video of Stevie J that looked like he was in the bed with a man.
Oh, yeah. And that came out that it was not really him.
Oh, that wasn't really him?
Some porn star came out and said, no, that's me.
Oh, okay. But Diddy could have paid him to make him make that guy say that. So we don't know. That was a conspiracy theorist to say. His house got raided. His sons got detained. They didn't get arrested, but they got detained because people saying they arrested his sons. No, they just detained him, handcuffed him while he was there. But then his son, one of his sons got named in one of the things.
Yeah, Justin.
That's King Combs.
Yeah.
And then he got, one of the things he was rated for was sex trafficking. And people was like, well, he's sex trafficking. And it wasn't sex trafficking like they taking somebody in a container ship to Mexico or something, right. Like taking. It was, I think it's the fact that he had these sex workers that was working for him, and he was sending them to different places, buying fights for them to compensate people. And that was something Lil Rod said. He said that he did a song with Diddy for the Last Love album, which Diddy got nominated for a Grammy for. But not that, I don't know if it was that particular song, but on that album, Diddy got nominated or whatever. But he did a song. And Lil Rod wanted like production credits, you know, so he could, you know, get potential, you know, money down the line or whatever.
Right.
And Diddy didn't want to do that. He was like, I pay you $90,000 and I got these freaks. They can do whatever you want. He was like, nah. And I think he showed text messages or whatever. So it's just a lot. So that, even that type of stuff is like sex trafficking or whatever. So they raided, what, two or three of his houses?
Two. Miami and LA.
Miami and LA. So, but they didn't do nothing in New York? Okay. There was a lie that Diddy was trying to run, and he was on this plane to Antigua, Anguilla.
Now, the plane did leave. That's the thing.
But that wasn't his.
Who or what was on it is the question.
Yeah. Then Young Miami got into it, and they said she had pink cocaine, and they stopped another guy, and he was apparently supposed to be the drug mule, and he said Diddy would have him carry the drugs when they went places. Some former college basketball player. It was just a lot. Just a lot of stuff, a lot of mess. One thing I don't, though, I don't like them Diddy jokes.
Yeah.
I don't like the Diddy jokes. I don't like none of them.
All of them are so gay. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, even if any of this is true and Diddy does like men, okay.
But you know what's crazy, though? Like, most of the things are for women. The Meek Mill stuff. Like, even the early stuff with Cassie. Cassie never said he was having sex with the men.
Right.
He said he would pay sex workers to have sex with her and he would watch.
Yeah.
Which is, you know,
it's something that more people are probably into. They just don't have the money to pay for it.
Or you might like to watch your girl have sex with another nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know it yet.
What's it called? A cuckold?
Cuckold, yeah. Because I had some. I've told y'all about my, you know, experiences, and one of the people have told me that they enjoyed watching. And I was surprised. It's like, at first they were a little jealous, but they enjoy watching. So you never know what you like, you know? So, but that kind of stuff, then the Meek Mill stuff. Meek just be out here wild and looking crazy though. You see the video of him and, the former owner, I think the guy still owned the 76ers.
Robert Kraft?
No, that's the guy who owned the Patriots. This guy owned the 76ers.
I ain't seen no video.
So I guess it, to me, it looked like Meek lost a bet.
Okay.
Playing tennis, and they filmed him doing the bunny hop, like hop around like a bunny.
I heard about this.
Yeah. I guess they put it on social media and they got that. But
okay. So what if Meek is gay? Then what? What? Meek like dick. Me too. Dick good. Then now what?
Then
like y'all like so like people hate gay people so much that they just can't fathom that men, famous men, are bisexual.
I think it's different for Meek. For Meek Mill, is different. Like you ain't really heard no smoke about Tyler the Creator.
Okay, so why can't Meek be bisexual?
Maybe Meek says some. He represents something. No, niggas. No, you know they're not gonna accept bisexual, Amy.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're not gonna accept bisexual, but. Most of the Diddy jokes, because one thing about the Diddy and the gay, like you say about the gay stuff, if Diddy hadn't, if it had nothing to do with no alleged men stuff, all of the niggas would be like, this is a conspiracy to try to bring down the black man, and they want to do this and that. They didn't do it until he got the TV network and blah, blah, blah,
Diddy
blah,
was
blah,
trying
blah.
To buy MTV.
Yep. he was trying to bring videos back. it would be all that kind of stuff, but because of, alleged gay stuff, it's all jokes. No Diddy. That's why I don't say that shit.
Men love protecting this asshole, this booty hole of theirs.
You know what's wild about
let
the gay
somebody
shit?
In, you might like it.
Don't. Because y'all niggas wild. You see Gerard Carmichael. That's why the AIDS went up so damn. No, that's homophobic to say. Yeah, that's homophobic. Yeah. But niggas don't be using protection and shit like that. They don't care with each other. You see Gerard just a hoe out here. And all them other niggas hoes too. Niggas be hoes. Niggas do be hoes.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that so many women, and I'm doing air quotes, women are hoes. Who, they gotta be a hoe with somebody?
The same four niggas. Future, Drake. Future, Drake. Cam Newton. Who else? Somebody else got a bunch of kids. That's what them phones. Nick Cannon. That's it. That's all. But yeah, I don't like no Diddy jokes. Niggas be sending me little Diddy videos and jokes and shit. I don't even respond. I don't like that shit because I don't think it's funny. Because if all of this shit is true, he did some wild shit to some people, and there ain't nothing funny about that. I don't find that shit funny. I ought to take that and. What was he doing to Biggie and, you know.
Oh, come the fuck.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of bullshit. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just, you know you're friends with people on social media, but, like, your social media experience is probably totally different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
It might, you know, the Venn diagram might cross somewhere, but.
Nigga, you friends with everybody.
Not everybody.
It'd be random people that show up in my people you may know, and I go to their page, and your face right there.
They
the
fine,
first fucking person.
It'd be fine. Mutual. Women. It'd be fine. Women.
It'd be anybody.
Mainly fine.
Anybody.
Women.
Your goddamn face first. You and Trees.
Oh, shout out to Trees. Me, I'm friends. See, I got on Facebook so early before I got on Facebook early, like I got on Twitter kind of early when like. People really didn't know how to do it and protect their shit. So I was friends with Marshall Warfield, Gabrielle Dennis.
I was friends with Marshall Warfield too.
Tariq Nasheed. Not like following. This before following. We was friends.
Friends, yeah.
Like, them niggas was coming on my shit. That shit crazy. Me and Gabrielle Dennis, though. I looked to see if me and her was still friends this morning. We still friends, so. I need to say something wild so she can now like my shit.
And you know what? I was so protective of social media back then.
Why?
And so scared. I was like, oh my God, I don't want these strangers looking at pictures of my kids. So it's like so many people. I don't have a lot of Facebook friends because of that reason. Like some people are already at that 5,000 limit.
Mm-hmm.
I never reached that because I would delete people and not accept people because I was trying to be private. But then trying to be a social media influencer at the same time, and that shit don't work.
That's plaz and splash.
That shit don't plaz work.
I'm protective, but.
Well, you don't post shit.
I do post.
Really? Yeah. You got a picture of your mom on your Facebook?
Nah, I ain't put my mom on.
Okay,
there,
then. You don't post shit.
No, I post shit, but I'm not posting my family.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was doing. I was using social media for what it was intended for back in the day.
No, but I still accept people. But what I was going to say is, like, if I think you dumb or what you post is, like, I get rid of you because I don't want to be aggravated on social media.
You don't post shit either.
I do post.
What do you post? That's your personality.
Anything I post, I agree with. Like, I don't post shit just for...
But you don't make... You, like, you don't type out posts.
Yeah, I do.
What's the last thing you posted? You probably got
me... Let me see.
That is like you.
Go to my page.
I'm going to your page.
Damn, she fine. That's how I open
up. See, the last thing you posted was you shared that post about Kanye and his wife.
But look at the caption, though.
I know, but I'm talking about you creating your content.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Oh, shit. What I just clicked on?
Oh, no. That's a share. That's a share. No, that's a tag. Okay, share.
See?
Okay.
You don't post shit.
I count me, my caption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yesterday, I posted one about Miami News.
Okay.
Yesterday, the Russell Ballard got a lot of thing. My content when I posted about why not wings. Well, it was a repost of theirs.
See,
but I put my own caption. That don't count, do you?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about when you post something that's on your mind.
No, you don't need to know what's on my mind. You don't know what's on my mind. Can listen to my show.
You ain't using social media for what it's intended for.
What you mean? What's intended for?
Maybe I post too much.
You do.
Wow.
Did I say that too fast? Maybe you ain't using. Don't try to. Maybe you ain't using it. What it's intended for? I'm rubber. You glue. What you say? Bounce on me and stick to you, nigga.
I'm social. Shit.
I'm social. That's why I'm friends with everybody. You go on the page. You using it wrong. God damn it. Don't try to.
You one of them lurking niggas.
I don't lurk.
You see everything with everybody else post.
Oh no, I'm not the lurk. Somebody talk like, damn B, every time I go to somebody's page, you in somebody comment. Nah, I don't lurk. Nah, I'm a like, I'm a share, I'm a comment on your shit. So maybe I ain't. Maybe I don't got all of the rings to make Captain Planet. But I got earth, I got wind, I got fire, I got heart. All I need is water. I don't got everything I need to make Captain Planet. Shit. You over here fucking with me. I know shit. I be in your comments, boosting your shit up. This how you do me? I commented. You know the lady that be drawing them caricatures, Helen Lee?
Mm-hmm.
So she had made one of Caitlin Clark. And I was just like, I said, the white people gonna get you for picking at their savior or something. Bruh, them white people got on my ass.
You can't do that.
It's so many comments until, like, you know, like if you get a notification, mm-hmm, that somebody tag you in a comment or whatever, you click on it, it should go straight to the comment.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many comments until, like, I can't see it. Like, I go to it and I only see a few of the comments.
You
like,
gotta add more, but see more. I gotta see more.
Yeah. Not even that. I gotta go to the original post and say see all. Like, it's filtering out to, you know, the most relevant comments or something. Mm-hmm. They calling me a racist and all kind of shit like that. I can't cuss them out like I want to. But, you know, I don't want to get kicked off. But, yeah, so. Yeah, I'm gonna comment on your page, especially if I think it's,
You use all them followers to your advantage.
I do. I don't got that many. I don't. I ain't even cause like you said, you know the 5,000. I ain't even close to 5,000. You looking at my page now, ain't it? How many followers I got? Like 1,000?
2,400.
Yeah. And most of that probably bullshit. Most of it bullshit. And I ain't friends with that many people either. I think I might be friends with like 1,000 people. I ain't really friends with a lot of people. Can you see that?
No, because you're a digital creator.
I'm not.
You are.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
I didn't do this stuff.
I didn't, though. I wanted to purposely not be a digital creator because I didn't want to switch my page over.
Well, you are. You're one of us.
I want a normal life. I want a normal social media experience. I didn't do that. Facebook, what the fuck?
Well, he was touching the mic. I didn't do this stuff.
Who did that?
R. Kelly.
Oh, because he
killed me with this shit.
A girl said that I hogtied her. This is a joke. I shouldn't be making this joke. Fuck with R. Kelly. I'm sorry. I don't know how to hogtie. Why would I hogtie her? This nigga, man. I'm sorry, y'all. We might not get into too much news. Goddamn shit. We didn't hear about it. We didn't hear an hour. Let's run down these stories. How you say Russell Simmons' daughter name?
Aoki.
Simmons. She with a sugar daddy. Did you see the video of him saying to her, she's saying to him, like, you know, if you don't owe my allowance.
Yeah, you don't give me money, I'm going to get it some kind of other way.
I'm going to get a sugar daddy. He thought she was joking. But Russell married
Tell me, are you a V?
What is that?
A virgin.
Oh, that's what he said?
Mm-hmm. She's like, you a V, right? She answered.
Nah, she been busting that thing wide open.
I would have said, was my mama a V?
When she was 21? So she probably had her when she was 21. Because Kimora is what, like 40? No, she probably 23, 24. Because Kimora like 48, ain't it?
Yeah, she ain't that old. But she wasn't that old when Russell bought her either.
You think he bought her?
That's the rumor.
That he bought her from
bought
her,
mom? From her family, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they is from over there.
And she was like she black super too, young.
No, she was 17.
She was 17 when they got together, officially. When they could let the world know.
Interesting. I want to hear her say it. I want to hear her side. Didn't she steal some money from somebody or something like that, Russell? I mean, Kimora?
I saw somebody post that, but I don't know.
You don't know. You don't care is what you mean.
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
Do anybody care about Russell Simmons, what he got going on? I don't know. Because it happened so long ago.
I just want to know if he gave them people their rush card money back. That's all.
No, he never took nobody money, though.
I know.
Oh, that was a joke. Mm-hmm. You didn't say it in the tone. You got to say it in the right tone.
No.
You don't care?
No, not really.
I remember listening to, I know the house I was at delivering to when they was talking about the rush card and like what it really meant. And I was like, oh, okay. Like everything that went down with him and all of that. But it was the shit with the rush card. I don't know if I talked about it on here, but now that you mention it, they really were trying to upgrade their system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what fucked up everything. They should have just left it alone. And niggas, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, anyway, I don't really. Do I care? Something he up to. Did you hear that he got served?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he ain't coming back.
No. He never been served.
Oh.
He got served like a couple weeks ago. I was listening to another podcast.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was like the guy went to, the process server went to the resort that he lives, he owns, Russell Simmons owns the retreat place or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So he was there. He said it's like two levels of security.
Mm-hmm.
He got through the two levels of security. He was like in some kind of dining room place area, whatever. He, you know, asked a couple of people, have they seen him, whatever. They're mm-hmm. like, no. The guy said he ordered a drink.
Mm-hmm.
He said before his drink got there, he saw Russell Simmons walk in, mm-hmm. just having to be there. Like walk to the bar or something like that. So he's like, the guy got his drink and he said he was just watching Russell, whatever. So before Russell walked off or left, he walked up to him. The guy said he introduced himself. He was talking whatever. He served Russell Simmons. He was like, Russell Simmons like, what? Like, this is what? He like, he couldn't believe it.
What?
He opened it up, looked at it, whatever. Then he got security and the guy, you know, left. And I want to say Russell, I think he said Russell like called somebody, was like, how did this guy get here? What the fuck is this? Whatever. Like he called his lawyer, whatever. So yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, he got served over there. So, and the guy just, got on. But anyway, probably next though. But yeah, so that's that. Let's see what else is on the list. That we might care about. Oh, Chance the Rapper and his old lady is getting a divorce. You don't care?
I feel like the money drying up.
You think his money drying up?
When last time he put something out?
I mean, when does he put something out that sold? But I think the reason why this is happening, it all started when he was at Carnival.
No.
Yes.
I know a woman gonna divorce a man because he was having a good time at Carnival.
That's past a good time.
He was dancing.
He might as well have been getting his dick sucked.
Oh, it's Carnival.
If that's what you want to believe, your husband was dancing like that anywhere. You don't care?
No. It's Carnival. Because what he could do when I do the same thing?
Put your head in between the wash and dryer.
I don't think that was it. Yeah. I think they got together during a time when he was at the height of his career.
They did? I don't follow him like that, so I don't know when they got together.
So, and now he's probably having a difficult time in his career, and I don't think the marriage can withstand that.
You think he's having a difficult time in his career?
What he doing? What has he done lately?
I think he's doing music. I don't know.
Because some men can't handle that.
I think they were together before, though, because she's from Chicago, too.
They were together before, but I mean, like, it was like on the come up of the career. They reached the mountaintop together and got married. And now, can you stand the rain? I don't think their relationship can stand the rain.
So you're saying she's not a down bitch?
No, I'm saying it's probably him. I'm saying he probably is stressing the marriage out because he's struggling right now.
He ain't struggling slapping that woman on the ass.
A lot of men can't handle that.
Do you think it's dancing when somebody is smacking someone's ass?
Yes.
And grabbing.
It's Carnival. You don't care if it's egg scrambled.
Yes.
But if it was just in the club, that would be different.
Why?
Because that's just a club. Like, okay, well, now you on her like that in the club now.
It's the club. You see how silly I sound?
But no.
It's the club. It's church. No. It's the hookah spot.
I don't think.
That's what they do in the club.
I don't think that's the reason.
I don't know.
I don't know these people. This is just me throwing at a dartboard. I don't know these people. But
that's me projecting. If that was my woman, if my woman catch me on video dry humping, because my woman would know that once my nethers touches another woman's hind parts, I'm at least halfway. And the woman will be able to feel it. When she bunk over like that, she gonna feel it in between.
I mean, yeah.
So that's cheating.
That's not cheating.
If my thing on your vagina, that's cheating. It ain't got to go in. It's rubbing up against it to us. A beat, a calypso beat. And my thing throbbing a little bit. Shit. That's cheating. We need to go to counseling because I should not be there. And then add insult to injury, he's going to smack her ass. Mm-mm.
You had an ass like that in front of you. You ain't going to smack it?
I'm going to run the other way. Because I don't want to get hard.
I don't think. And I will go on to say there was probably problems before Carnival.
Of course, because any sane married man would not be in the middle of the street dry humping a half-naked woman. In this day and age, if it was the time when you knew a nigga was recording because they had a Honda CRV on their damn shoulder, that damn old video camera was big as fuck. You knew it. Hey, nigga, put that shit down. That shit's heavy as fuck. You see that red light?
That big ass boom mic on the front of
them big ass shits. You had to make $100,000 a year back then for that shit. You knew a niggas was recording you. Nowadays, a nigga got that shit in his damn pants pocket and shit still recording 4K. These shit so damn good. I was like, why not wings? I look up in the sky, it's a motherfucking helicopter. I look to the left, it's the nigga with the remote control for it right there. Like, damn. I'm glad I ain't called out of work or some dumb shit. Got your ass in 4K now. Back, but shit. Nah, I wouldn't do that shit. Mm-mm. Nah, I ain't humping on no woman. Mm-mm. In the middle of the street, it was probably 2:00 in the afternoon, too. It was bright as hell.
I don't feel like that would, for me, that wouldn't have been a threat to my relationship.
That's a threat to my life. I can hear my mama calling me now, crying. Do you know this lady? Why does she got clothes on? I can see her nipples. I could too. That's what I was dancing with her mom. That was brown. It was a nice hue to him. Lord. She smelled like cocoa butter. Coconuts. But yeah. It ain't really too much happen. I guess we'll do the quick hits real quick. Before we get out of here.
Lots and lots of food news. But before we get into that, I know in DJ Hotstar's email earlier, he did mention, but rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr.
Shout out to Lou.
It's so funny because we was talking about Roots last week, or week before last, and he's is it most famous for his role as Fiddler?
No.
Maybe with the older people.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yeah, he was in Roots. He was Fiddler.
Let me see. No, I'm saying the most famous.
I'm like with older people.
No. I'm going to see what come up. Wasn't he in Air Force or some shit? I'm saying, I don't know. Let me see the first thing. Damn, this nigga, he from Sheep's Head Bay, New York. Let me see the most famous movie he was known for.
Roots.
A Raisin in the Sun. No, that's a play. He had two kids. This supposed to be quick.
So let's jump into some food news. And this broke a few weeks ago that and people tagged me in this. That's how you know that my back is forever.
Not forever. You ain't gotta be forever, bitch.
But people tagged me in this when this news broke. Like multiple people that McDonald's is tinkering with the idea of selling Krispy Kreme donuts.
I mean, they sell Krispy Kreme donuts at Circle K.
I don't like it because I don't feel like the donuts are gonna be fresh. Like I don't think McDonald's is gonna pay for the equipment to actually make the donuts.
No, they're not. They're gonna do like most of the other places, just have them shipped in.
Yeah.
Who cares though if it's early in the morning and you going to get you some coffee and you like McDonald's coffee, you get you some coffee.
They do have good coffee.
And you was like, well, I want me two donuts, two for a dollar, two, you know, I'm gonna get some donuts, you know. Warmth be damned.
I don't know. I'm not a fan. Chick-fil-A. You know, every spring, Chick-fil-A introduces a new flavor.
For the summer.
For the summer and the spring.
Watermelon
and this
what?
Year. No, it's cherry this year.
Okay.
Cherry berry. Hold on.
Yeah, I think that's what
it
I
is. God doggone it. Cherry berry. And it's tomorrow.
Okay.
So, today, if y'all listening now, it's today. This new flavor should be in. Of course, they're going to have the Sunjoy, the lemonade, the iced tea, and then the frosted lemonade in cherry berry flavor. They're also doing a new sandwich that has a pretzel cheddar bun.
Mm. Some people like them pretzel buns. You like pretzel buns?
Yeah, okay.
I like brioche. Brioche real soft.
Bojangles has introduced the bird dog.
What a waste. Y'all, do you know what the bird dog is?
So the bird dog is like a hot dog, but with chicken.
No, it's not like a hot dog with chicken. What it is a fucking chicken strip stuffed into a hot dog bun. And they selling them 2 for $5. Just give me the goddamn combo and the biscuit. Damn.
Yeah. So it's a Supreme, and everybody know the Supremes are Supreme. Except Keith Lee. Keith Lee didn't like them. But anyway, the Bird Dog is available now at your local Bojangles, and it is at the one here in Florence because I saw the sign on the side of the building.
2 for damn $5.
And now I haven't had a chance to try this yet, but I may stop on the way home. The Bo-Berry cookies.
I've seen two people post about them.
Yeah.
One person said they were good. One person said it was nasty. So.
Well, never can tell because some people say things are nasty just to do it.
Yeah. Some people just, yeah.
So I'm real interested in checking out that cookie. Now, there's a lot of fast food restaurants that are starting, or they're looking at the idea of imposing time limits that you can sit in their dining room.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
But who's sitting in the, just chilling in, this must be for teenagers, because like, who's just like,
nah, because some people
sitting down at the wall at the McDonald's.
Some people use
Wi-Fi. For Wi-Fi. Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
See,
I know somebody that they have their own business, and they will go to you know, just to get out the house and mm-hmm. do their work. They'll go to Starbucks and go in Starbucks and do their work.
Okay, yeah. And you know what? Starbucks doesn't mind. So
mm-hmm.
get your Big Mac and take it to Starbucks and get you some coffee. But anyway, McDonald's is got a sign. Some of them got a sign that says no loitering, please, time limit 30 minutes. So
yeah, it don't take that long to eat a damn number one.
I don't even have the want to sit in a goddamn fast food restaurant no more.
I mean, because you live near them, but some people be traveling and you know, all kind of shit.
Now I know if y'all seen the I ain't fresh.
Mm-hmm. No, you wasn't fresh.
He was.
Them big ass pants and them damn shoes. You don't never buy no shoes to match exactly your shirt. Not yes, like that.
I thought he was
big
okay.
country.
He.
Do you need an older man?
He reminds me. He reminds me of my baby daddy.
Your like, baby that's daddy. The how way old? He 40 dressed. Something, man.
43.
Exactly.
That's just the like way he dressed when we met. Like,
exactly.
He, like
20
polo.
Years ago.
The polo, the matching shoes. I don't know. Maybe it just took me back to a time.
To a time when a 2 for $2 was really $2.
So anyway, he got a deal with LRG. So.
And the only niggas who wear LRG was born in the 70s.
Congrats to him. I'm yep. happy to see him.
Shout out to him. You know how he got that deal, right? Because after that I Ain't Fresh thing came out, he posted a picture, and he had on like a brown outfit, and
yeah,
he had on an LRG shirt.
With the brown New Balance.
No, it wasn't
yeah.
brown. It was on LRG, it was a olive, like an olive color shirt, mm-hmm. and he had the pants, and he had olive color shoes to match,
because
mm-hmm. he's country. Shout out to him, though.
I like him. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he cool.
He reminds me of Juvenile. And I don't know. Maybe that's just a time, like,
country.
The 90s.
Country. If you still dressing like that now, you're country.
Speaking of Juvenile, BG is in some trouble for violating his parole.
Yeah,
for being around Boosie ass.
Boosie and Gucci. Don't just say just Boosie.
Yeah, can't be around them felons, fella.
Yeah, well, he could. He had to get permission.
Yeah, that's the thing. He didn't. Yep.
So, well. To the ghetto you go.
Did you see about the twins, the conjoined twins? They got married. Yeah. Don't you hear
I'm
that?
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
So a lot of people were speculating, like, you know, how y'all make that work? Like, one twin is married and the other one ain't. Like,
I wonder if they really did put that statement out.
About the girl reading the book.
Reading the book in the headphones.
I don't know. But they only have one vagina, so.
They got two mouthfuses, though. I wonder, do he get here?
I think that they say, yeah. Well, they no, they here? Just said sex. And said the other twin just read a book and try to put
I'm
the
sorry.
Pleasure out of her mind.
I don't even like for my woman to not have a good hairdo. And this nigga got a two-headed woman. He a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Everybody need love. It would be, I would see if it was four heads mm-hmm. and two bodies. But this.
You know what's going to happen. He going to end up leaving one twin for the
for
other.
For the other one. It's going to be some goofy shit like that. Yeah, you're right. Call it here first, y'all. That's it?
There may be a Flavor of Love reboot in the future. Flavor will not
right
be.
Now, we don't care.
Flavor will not be the love interest.
Oh, who's going to be the love interest?
They don't know yet. So they're just, he's going to have something to do with the show. Like, he's going to come on and give advice and things like that.
I wonder
so
if the house
it's in the works.
I don't think it's going to hit the same. Have you seen that video of that? It's a new kind of game. I don't know what it comes on, but it's a new game show where, like, the people walk up, and if they don't want you, they pop the balloon.
Pop the balloon. Oh, I can't stand that sexist shit.
How is that sexist?
Ugh.
They be doing it to men, too.
I know. I don't like none of it. This whole men against women.
It's and not I know, men coming against from women.
No, I'm talking about just the era that we're in. Like, everything is a struggle with men against women.
But that's the same thing with Flavor. All of these shows, though. Because you must be only seeing the one with the woman walking up and the dudes popping the balloon
I've
for
seen
her.
Both. And I don't know. I don't like this era that we're in. We got to get back to love.
It'll never happen. It's people love who love, but it'll never happen on social media. So, because I saw one, I think, from what I can get, like, if you stay to the end and you hold your balloon, then you can't see nobody else if you don't get picked, must be. Because I heard one of the guys say, like, you know, she fine, but I want to see who else.
Wow.
So I think that's the thing. Like, you just take yourself out if you want to see who else come up.
And even like you said, Flavor Love is pretty much the same thing. He was eliminating people too, but it wasn't so mean.
How's that mean?
Oh my God. Flavor would just send them home and be like, you know, hey, I just don't feel like we're compatible. I don't feel like we're compatible, yo. That's it. But these people be like,
the same womb, Flav?
I don't like his shoes. What, bitch? What?
Nah, the one way it was that dude, and he walked up. The one with the girl, I didn't get it. The only thing that made it make sense was when the dude was like, I want to see who else is, you know, going to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
But the one with the dude, it was like the pop go to weasel beat. It was like, poop, 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 poop. Pop, pop. But yeah. But you talking about Flavor Love made me think about that show. But then they do them shows with like the ones with the celebrities. It'd be like a 20 versus Lil Boosie, 20 versus Charleston White or whatever.
What?
You seen clips of it. So like, it'll be... Like, what's the guy name? Was it Wayne? He real nice. But the girl will be like, you know, walking up. It was one where the girl walk up and she was like, he was like, nah. She was like, what you do for fun? And he told her what she do for fun. He was like, she was like, you don't smoke? You don't drink? He was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that. He was like, I do a lot of stuff for fun. She's like, but how you have fun? How you turn up? And when you don't drink or smoke or whatever.
Oh,
he was like,
my goodness.
Next. But she kept on talking. But they have them. It's a whole bunch of them. And I be seeing them clips or whatever. They had Boosie on one. There was one with Charleston White. And the girl threw money because he said next or whatever. She like threw money at him. Talking about broke ass nigga. He was like, well, fuck this shit. You think I ain't going to pick it up? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? We be seeing all these kind of weird ass game shows. I don't
it's
have a
battle of the sexes, like not in a good way.
I don't have a scam of the week this week, but I do have a story about an armored car heist. It's a like a damn Ocean's 11 heist.
Yeah, they didn't. They robbed the facility and not the actual truck.
Yeah, they broke into. Let me see if I can find. Yeah. Yeah, this happened in L.A. It was one of the largest cash heists in Los Angeles history. Thieves made off with as much as $30 million in an Easter Sunday burglary at San Fernando Valley Money Storage Facility in L.A. It occurred Sunday night in Sylmar, where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored. They were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored. It said the burglary was among the largest in city history when it comes to cash, and the total also surpassed any armored car heist in the city. Basically, they got in through the roof.
Definitely sound like something from a movie.
Mm-hmm. It said at least one alarm was triggered during the crime, but it was not connected to law enforcement. Said the break-in was elaborate and the crew had to be experienced. To gain entry. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Whoever did that planned it out. They say they think it got to be an inside job for them to do it like that or whatever. Kind of reminded me of the people from my hometown that robbed an armored car and did it totally wrong. They balled out for like 2 weeks. One of them stayed on the run for some months until he finally ran out of money and they caught him because he beat up his girlfriend and she went to the... gas station and told where he was at. He was just right up one state up.
Damn, he should have moved right after that.
He did. But he moved right after he
Yeah, right after that, yeah. He's like, I can't trust her, I got to go.
Nah, he uh I mean, as soon as he beat her up and she left the house, they went and got him.
Damn.
Yeah, he ain't had no way to go because he ain't had no money. He ran out of money. And somebody stole it. It's a whole lot with that story. I was going to try to do a show with them, but it's a whole lot with that. But anyway. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome back. Glad you're feeling better. Were you about 87%?
I'm about 92.
92?
Yeah.
Okay.
Throat still a little, you know, recovery, but everything else is fine.
Mm-hmm. You need a lozenge. What you got in that?
It's just water.
In that cup too?
Mm-hmm.
You need something warm with honey.
Yeah, that's what I usually have.
You know, I started to go to Starbucks for the last time we was together, and they didn't put no lemonade up.
Did you get your free drink?
I ain't went yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have went, though. I should have went today.
Yeah, I've been doing something. I think Therese put me on this. It's just lime. Warm water with lime.
That work?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between warm water with lime and warm water with lemon? Water with orange?
I don't know.
Or grapefruit?
I don't know, but that lime be hitting. It tastes good. I put a little lemon in it. I mean, I put a little
sugar,
honey in it to sweeten it up a little bit, but it just...
Word.
It helps dry out mucus.
Word, I need that. DJBladeShow@gmail.com. Email us. Thank y'all who did email. Shout out to Asia for making Amy cry. She was in here with two tissues. Shout out to everybody else that emailed DJ High Star. Come back Wednesday. We'll be talking about celebrity families. I don't know if we're going to do it the same way. We're still debating. We're going to put our top five celebrity families. We might come up with this list together. Amy, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show, and email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. It's your boy Be Easy,
and it's your girl Amy,
and we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Well, have you asked them? This is the DJ Blaze Show.